الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة. من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد، ومن يعص الله ورسوله فلا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، First of all, may Allah reward all those brothers who came from distances, especially those from Dearborn. I know many of them. I see many of them over here that came from a long trip to attend the khutbah. May Allah reward every step of your way. And Allah is our witness that we love you, and we ask Allah the same way we met here, that we meet under His throne on the Judgment Day. Our topic today is the only topic you can talk about on a Friday like this. How could you choose a topic other than that? The countdown begins. 72 to 96 more hours, and a guest comes in upon us. A unique guest. A guest that has some historic significance to it. The special days of Ramadan, the months of Ramadan. Are you excited, O you Muslim, about this guest that's going to come in upon us? Or it doesn't really matter. 72, 96 more hours. Who cares? Nor matters to a Muslim. He looks forward to it. What is Ramadan? Ramadan, as Allah said in the Quran, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. And Ramadan is the month that Allah revealed the Quran. Not only the Quran, the Torah, the Zabur, Suhuf Ibrahim, and Suhuf Musa, and other books were all revealed in the month of Ramadan. Ramadan is a month that Allah ordained zakah in it. Ramadan is the month that Allah ordained fasting in it. Ramadan is not only the time of worship, although it's the most important aspect of Ramadan, but Ramadan is the month of jihad and victory. In addition to ibadah and worship, Ramadan was the time of jihad and victory. In fact, our greatest victories of all times were in Ramadan. Badr. وَلَقَدْ نَصَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ بِبَدْرٍ وَأَنْتُمْ أَذِلَّةٌ. Badr. From Badr to the conquer of Mecca, the biggest two victories during the life of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were in Ramadan. Ramadan is the time Khadija radiallahu anha died. Ramadan is the time Aisha radiallahu anha died. In it, Ibn al-Qayyim in al-Bukhari rahimahumullah died in Ramadan. We liberated Bosnia and Herzegovina. In Ramadan, our troops reached the borders of France, all the way through Spain, what today is Spain and Andalus. In Ramadan, all that happened. Ramadan, the month of worship. Ramadan, the month of jihad. The glorious days of Ramadan. How can I compare Ramadan? It's like you're working in a job, and your employer tells you, you get double pay. The same job, the same prayer, the same worship, the same thing you do, whatever you've been doing at your job. But we're going to pay you double. We're going to pay you double for that same thing you're doing, for that same task. That's the significance of Ramadan. Your ajr becomes more and more. Not only that, in one day of Ramadan. If you're caught worshipping in that one night of Ramadan, Laylatul Qadr, one night, it's equivalent to the worship of 83 years, an entire age. 83 years, one. Laylatul Qadr khayrun min alfi shahr, 1,000 months, 83 years, and Allah gives more for those who He pleases. How do you feel about Ramadan? You really don't care if Ramadan is coming or not? Then I tell you what, double check your faith in Allah. What did Allah say about the hypocrites?
إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَهُوَ خَادِعُهُمْ وَإِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَامُوا كُسَالَى يُرَاءُونَ النَّاسَ وَلَا يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا.
Hypocrites. Among their traits is they play trickery with Allah. They play trickery with Allah. And Allah is the one tricking them. They think they're tricking Allah. And Allah is the one who tricks them. Why are they playing trickery with Allah? Why? Because when they get up to pray, they get up lazy. And the same applies to the one who's away to the Ramadan. Oh, well, Ramadan coming. Why is it coming and we have to stop eating and drinking? Why? We can't have relationship with our woman in Ramadan. If you think like that, that's the thought of the hypocrites. You gotta feel so happy that this month is coming. Take it and be happy about it and await it by the minute. In fact, by the second, the day Ramadan, so you can go and throw your head down in humility to the one who created you. How do we greet this month? How do we greet this month that's coming in 72 or 96 more hours? How do we greet it? The number one thing you start off with, repent to Allah. Wallahi, wallahi, if Ramadan is in the time, you're going to reform your life and repent to Allah and remember the life after, and the day you're going to meet Allah, what better time is there? What? There's nearly no other time in the year better than Ramadan, the month of worship, the month of repentance. Repent. You say, what am I going to repent from? Wallah, we have sins as big as the mountains. Like Anas radiallahu anhu, he lived a life longer than the rest of the Sahaba. The Sahaba, the Tabi'in, the second century after the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he tells them, you commit sins, we used to consider them, you consider them nothing. You consider these little sins nothing. During the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we used to consider them among the major sins. And who's he telling that to? The second century. Repent to Allah from sins that you look at. Repent to Allah from sins, your hands. Repent to Allah from sins of not being loyal in your brothers throughout the Muslim world. Repent to Allah from grants that Allah gave you in this life which you didn't thank Allah. Allah gave you the pleasure of peace in this country. Allah gave you the pleasure of sleeping at ease in your bed. And your brothers are being terrorized in other countries. Your brothers are being massacred in other countries. And you don't thank Allah for that. And that in itself is a sin that you need to repent from to Allah.
قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِن رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ.
Oh you, servants. Look how Allah talks to you. My servants, oh my servants, who've transgressed your boundaries, you committed sins. Despair not the mercy of Allah.
إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ.
Allah forgives all the sins. There's nothing too big for Allah to forgive. There's nothing too small for Allah to forgive. Repent all your sins. Greet Ramadan with a repentance. Wallahi, I was laden last night
Sufyan al-Thawri, and if any of you students of knowledge know the Tabi'in, among the most notorious are Sufyan al-Thawri. A scholar, a worshipper, whatever you want to name in positive aspects, is Sufyan al-Thawri. He said, I calculated my sins, and they turned out to be 21,000 sins. Allahu Akbar. 21,000, ya Sufyan? What is Ahmed Jabir going to say? It's going to be in the millions. Wallah, not in the millions. Wallah, if Sufyan is so recalculated and well done, 21,000, it's in the trillions for us. Sufyan? 21,000? We remember, we commit sins, we forget them. Ahsahu Allah wa natuh. When you stand before Allah, Allah is going to ask you about it. Don't say I forgot about it. Why should you repent? Why should you repent? Because you're going to regret it if you don't repent. Look how easy it is. Allah, wallahi, when you look at the verses I'm going to tell you about repentance, you think it's upside down. Allah keeps calling. Mercer, oh, you will transgress your boundaries. Come to me as though in Ma'ad Allah this happened, that Allah needs this. It should be the opposite. But Allah's doing that to tell you, you got so many chances. You got so many opportunities. If you stand before Allah, don't come and say, now I repented. You're going to regret it then. أن تقول نفس يا حسرة. Oh my. Why should you repent? The following verse. Oh my. حلا ما فرطت في جنب الله. I went beyond my boundaries. I want to repent now. Too late. وَإِن كُنْتُ لَمِنَ السَّاخِرِينَ. I took life as a joke. I didn't know I was going to stand before Allah. I was too preoccupied in my job. I was too preoccupied in my studies. I didn't know I was going to die when I was 25. I didn't know I was going to die when I was 30. I thought I'm going to retire and then repent and go by the Kaaba and worship Allah. I thought that's when I was going to repent. وَإِن كُنْتُ لَمِنَ السَّاخِرِينَ أَوْ تَقُولَ لَوْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ هَدَانِي لَكُنْتُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Excuses. Excuses. Maybe if Allah guided me, I would have been from the righteous one. You gotta shut up. At that moment, shut up. بَلَى قَدْ جَاءَكَ حَيَاتِي. We gave you the verses. We gave you the miracles. We told you to repent. You had the opportunity. It's too late for you now. It's too late for you to now. Allah in another verse says, look how unique these verses are. أَلَمْ يَعْلَمُوا. Why aren't they repentant? Why are not my servants repentant? أَلَمْ يَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ يَقْبَلُ التَّوْبَةَ عَنْ عِبَادِهِ. They don't know that Allah is the one who accepts the repentance of His servants. وَيَعْفُ عَنِ السَّيِّئَاتِ وَيَعْلَمُ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ. You know, one of the unique things, one of the unique things, if you could please move up, there's people coming in. One of the unique things about the people in hell, one of the unique things about the people in hell is that one of their agony is not the torment of hell itself. That's part of it. You know what the bigger agony is? Why didn't we repent? Why didn't we ask Allah for forgiveness? Why didn't we, one word, Ya Allah, forgive me. Ya Allah, I took a glance that was haram, forgive me. Ya Allah, I made a major sin, forgive me. Their torment, their internal torment is why didn't we repent? It was so easy. How could we have stopped that chance? It's too late on the judgment day. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu tubu ila Allahi tawbatan nasuha. Repent to Allah, O you believers. A true repentance. You know what a true repentance is? Wallah, Allah, I made a whole bunch of mistakes. I wanna ask you for forgiveness for all the mistakes. I'm not gonna do none of them. I used to flirt with girls, but now I'm only going to look at girls. And lip flirting. That's not a true repentance. Or I used to backbutt and talk behind people's back. So hundreds. All I repent from. But there's one left. I just want to talk about that one person. Tubu ila Allahi tawbatan nasuha. Repent of truth. Repent of Allah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O you who believe in Allah, repent before you die. Basic and clear. Don't tell me I'm speaking to the guy behind you. I'm speaking to myself before any of you. And I'm speaking to every one of you. Everyone! The Prophet. And he was it. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah forgave his prior and future sins. And he says, I ask Allah for forgiveness 70 times a day. In another hadith, 100 times a day. How many of us said istighfar in the past month? How many said astaghfirullah one time on the tongue? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he, who is he? Ask Allah for forgiveness 200 times a day. In fact, the hadith, 70-100 in the morning and 70-100 at night. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that's the Prophet whose sins were all forgiven. Repent. Because when you repent, you make Allah happy. That's exactly what Allah wants. If you were to answer what Allah wants from you in one question, repent. What do you want from us, Ya Allah?
وَاللَّهُ يُرِيدُ أَن يَتُوبَ عَلَيْكُمْ
Allah says Himself, I want to forgive you.
وَيُرِيدُ الَّذِينَ يَتَّبِعُونَ الشَّهَوَاتِ أَن تَمِيلُوا مَيْلًا عَظِيمًا
And those deviants, those modernists, those sinners, those ignorant people want to sway you from the path that Allah wants you. The sinners, your human friends are sinners. Allah says, I want to forgive you. And they want to sway you.
يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ أَن يُخَفِّفَ عَنْكُمْ
Allah wants it easy for you. Allah wants this life easy for you. But in order for this life to be easy for you, you gotta repent. Because whatever happens to us is from our own sins. Allah says, I want it easy for you. You don't want it easy on yourself. Declare your repentance to Allah.
يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ أَن يُخَفِّفَ عَنْكُمْ وَخُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا
Make Allah happy. Make Allah happy today and right now. Because you don't know. Can you guarantee when you step out of this masjid you're going to live? If you guarantee that, not if you guarantee that. If you guarantee you're going to live to another Ramadan, you got to walk out of this masjid. Get out. Get out of here. If you guarantee you're going to live to the next Ramadan, get out of this masjid now. Why are you praying with us? Wait, so before you die, then repent. Wallahi, you don't know right now if the angel of death will come to you and stop your breath on that same second. You exhale and you will never inhale. Or you inhale and you will never exhale. That's life. That's life. How many people fasted the prior Ramadan with us? Wallahi, we know them. Wallahi, we know them in our local community, from our friends overseas. How many fasted this Ramadan, the past Ramadan? And they're not here today to fast this Ramadan. When Al-Hasan al-Basri seen a dead man, and he was in his, they were taking him to bury him. He told one of his students, what do you think about that man? What does he want? He says he wants to get up and pray two rak'ahs if he can. Thus, even the believers regret that he fulfilled his time with Iman and Salah, two rak'ahs. Al-Hasan told him, if it's not him, let it be a lesson to you. وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ How many? 25? You're 20 years old? You're 30? You're 40? Those days that Allah says go by. For reason. Why? Why these days go by? Why we grow older in life? لِيَعْلَمَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَيَتَّخِذَ مِنْكُمْ شُهَدًا To know those righteous from the deviant people are. You got so much opportunities to repent. But if you stand before Allah, you're going to regret it. Without repentance, you're going to regret it. Don't say like they said, excuses. You're going to shut up. You're going to be shut up on that moment in that spot. Make Allah happy. Look how unique this authentic hadith. How happy Allah gets when you repent.
Greater Ramadan with a repentance, a Muslim. Greater with a repentance and an oath to Allah. That's it. I declare my oath to Allah that I will not commit a sin. If you commit another sin, repent again and again. Look how happy you make Allah. The hadith says, لَاللَّهُ أَفْرَحُ بِتَوْبَةِ عَبْدِهِ Allah is happier for the repentance of his slave. Then you know what? Look at this example. Look at this beautiful example. Then a man in a desert. You're in a desert. And your camel and your food run off. You rest. You go on a tree in the shade. And your camel has all its food and all its water. And it flees on. We don't know how bad that is today because we got a lot of rest areas and we could stop anyone. But to people who live in the desert, I'm doomed. I'm going to die. You sit under the shade of the tree and your camel and all the water and all the food on it flees away. And you sit and you say, I'm going to wait death. What other thing am I going to wait for? And you go to sleep. And then you wake up. When you wake up, you see your camel right in front of you, in the floor, on top of it. Life came back to you when you repented. And you're so happy, you say, oh Allah, you're my slave, and I'm your Lord. You're so happy, you misquoted the word. That's in the hadith. You're so happy. You didn't say, oh Allah, you're my Lord, and I'm your slave. You said it the opposite. You're so happy. You see how happy he was when life came back to him? That's how happy Allah gets when you repent. Does Allah need you? Does Allah need you? You little sperm. You were a little sperm. You were a small sperm. If Allah dooms the whole world, it's not going to affect Allah. Does Allah need you? But Allah wants you to repent. Allah doesn't want to see you flying in hellfire. Allah wants you to repent. And what better time is this than to greet Ramadan with this great repentance to Allah. أقول هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروا. Please move up. The brothers want to come in. There's a lot of brothers. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين أما بعد please move up I mean you know we got a lot of brothers we don't hate to see them standing there We greet Ramadan with our repentance to make Allah happy but that's not the only thing we greet Ramadan with I mean, I don't want to go in more depth and tell you of the man, you probably know the story, who killed 99 people. Any of you here killed 99 people? I sure hope it's not. If any of you killed 99 people, you still have hope. The man who killed 99 people and he went to someone and he asked him, can I repent? The story of Ben Israel. He said, no, you can't repent. An ignorant person. An ignorant person who had no knowledge. He said, I'm going to finish him off to be 100. How you can tell me I can't repent? He went to a scholarly person and he said, can I repent? Imagine this. Wallahi, none of you did this. 100 people? And he goes to him, can I repent? Yes, you can repent. Yes. 100. What did you do? You committed adultery. You did something big. قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله Despair, not the mercy of Allah. Allah forgives all sin. 100 people. He goes to a knowledgeable man. The knowledgeable man says, yes, you can repent, but leave this town. He didn't do nothing good yet. He showed the right intention. I repent. I regret what I did. Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu and radiallahu anhu his father, he said, when someone does a sin and feels a sin bad about it, that's the beginning stage of that's repentance right there. You feel bad about it. I shouldn't have done that. Oh Allah, follow it by. Oh Allah, forgive me. Oh Allah, not do it again. That sin you made is a deed. Allahu Akbar. Look at the mercy of Allah. I made a sin. I feel bad about it. I raise my hands to Allah. Ya Allah, forgive me. Ya Allah, I'll never do it again. That sin became a deed. Look at the mercy of Allah. يُضَاعَفْ لَهُ الْعَذَابُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ The sinners will make their sins
more, double, quadruple, triple. إلا من تاب. Except those who repent. فأولئك يبدل الله سيئاتهم حسنات. Allah transforms their sins into deeds. 100 people, he says, go on, get out of this town. You can repent. He didn't do nothing yet. In the middle of the way, he dies. Look, when he has the right intention, when he has the right tawbah, you know what? The angel, good angels come to take his soul, and the bad angels, and they start arguing. Allah tells him, measure which side he's closer to. The evil side he left from, or the good side he's heading to. Whichever is closer to, take him. You know what happened? For that killer of 100 people, Allah changes the globe. The globe. Allah changed it for a killer of 100 people. Because he repented. He was right in the middle. He shrunk one side and made the other side, the side he left from, he made it longer so he can be closer to the right side, so that good angels can take his soul to the gardens of heaven. You see that? That's not the only thing that we start Ramadan with. We start Ramadan in addition to tawbah, in giving charity. Be generous. Don't say I don't have any money. Don't say that. You have to take a percentage. If you're a student, you don't have money. Then you become an engineer and a doctor and a lawyer. I still don't have money. You die, I don't have money. Where are you from the generosity of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? The man who told us not to think like this materialistic life. That which you give is that which remains. That which you give is that which remains. And that which stays with you and you spend upon yourself is that which is wasted. When Aisha radiallahu anha gave a sheep, they sacrificed. And people came. She's giving and giving. And the Prophet ﷺ comes in. What's left, Aisha radiallahu anha? She said, just the shoulder of it. Just the shoulders of it. You want me to cook it for you? That's all that's left. He said, all of it stayed except the shoulder. We Muslims don't think like those materialistic people. That which you give, the Prophet ﷺ says, you say, my wealth, my wealth. Do you get from your wealth except that which you wear on yourself and it wears off and you throw it away? Or that which you eat and it goes to waste? The only thing that remains is that which you give for the sake of Allah. Give! Hasim al-Hasam! Give! It's the Prophet ﷺ. In days like these, the Prophet ﷺ said, a glorious month is coming to you. The month of forgiveness. Wallahi, days like this, before Ramadan comes. Month of forgiveness. The month of mercy. The month of visitation. The month of being generous. The month of Laylatul Qadr. The month of worshipping Allah. The month of giving for the sake of Allah. The Sahaba said, we don't got nothing. Nothing. He said, give and give that. You know, someone says, invite them to house. He said, we don't have nothing. He said, a drink of water. Let him break his fast on a drink of water. Let him break his fast on yogurt for the sake of Allah. Yes, give, give for the sake of Allah. And imagine that which you gave is that which remained. That which you kept for yourself is that which goes away. Quran. Start Ramadan by Quran. The abandoned book that collects dust in our houses. Declare our repentance from Allah from abandon. I ask you by Allah, just think to yourself. When is the last time you touched the Quran? You have a halaqah here? Don't tell me I don't know how to read. Don't give me that stupid excuse. I don't know how to read. You're a Muslim, you gotta read the Quran in Arabic. In Arabic. You gotta learn the Quran in Arabic. Yes. We say no Arab is better than a non-Arab. No. How many non-Arabs are better than Arabs? But you gotta learn the Quran in Arabic. And you gotta pronounce the Quran like the Prophet pronounced it. We come here in halaqah and jum'ah. It's the weakest halaqah we have in this masjid. We got 30 people maybe. Sometimes 20 people, 30 people. Where's the rest of the people? If you don't know how to read Quran, don't tell Allah, well, we don't have a halaqah in our local masjid. In our local masjid, you have it. Where are you? Where are you? Learn this Quran in Arabic in the words of Allah. Every letter ten hasanat. The Prophet ﷺ with Jibreel along used to recite the Quran in Ramadan twice. Do you know that you have to divide the Quran into a certain period and read every day? If you don't do that, you're going to stand before Allah on the judgment day. The Prophet said, look at him! What did he do? You know what you did? You abandoned the Quran. You abandoned recitation, one of the meanings of the verse. وَقَالَ الرَّسُولُ يَا رَبْ. Imagine that. Can you stand before the Prophet, your most beloved messenger, and say, Ya Rabb, the Prophet,
وقال الرسول يا رب إن قوم اتخذوا هذا القرآن محجورا.
He took my book and he abandoned it. Let it collect dust. When his father died, he recited a few verses. When his grandfather died, he recited a few verses. But other than that, it was abandoned.
I even stand before Allah or something like that. There's many other things I wanted to talk about, but the time is ending. And the last thing I wanted to comment on is, remember what I said, because you don't know how long you were going to live, you're going to live. And I wanted to comment about a minor thing that doesn't concern this khutbah. And that is, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Muhammadur Rasulullah. Muhammadur Rasulullah, part of being even in Muhammadur Rasulullah, is that Muhammad is the seal of all messengers. Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the seal of all messengers. We got over the apples in the 60s. We got over the rollerblades of the 60s. We got over the punk styles of the 60s. One thing we couldn't get over is the core of our belief is Muhammad is the seal of all messengers. Don't play and tamper with the terms. Don't play and ignorantly tamper with the terms. Muhammad is the seal of all messengers. ما كان محمد أبا أحد من رجالكم ولكن رسول الله وخاتم النبيين. The seal of all messengers. He's the seal of all messengers. Meaning no one will come after the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some say he's the end of all messengers, but not Rasul. There's two different terms. Every Nabi, I don't have time to explain in detail, but every Nabi is a Rasul, and not every Rasul is a Nabi. So when he says there's no Nabi, that means there's no Rasul. Some ignorant people come and tell us a human being was sent to the black Muslims. Astaghfirullah. Someone sent after the Prophet Muhammad as a messenger, and they say, you don't know the terms. Wallahi sallam, you don't know the terms. There's no messenger after the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There's no messenger who was sent only for the Arabs. There's no messenger who was sent for the blacks. There was no messenger sent for the Hispanic. We're all brothers. We got one messenger for all Hispanic, white, yellow, whatever you may be. One messenger. That's one of the unities that we have. Now we get people. They didn't let the mentality of the 60s out of their mind to come and play around with terms and say, some people, you don't know the terms. No, we know the terms more than you know them. Let's break them down. If you believe someone is holy, he's righteous, call him what you want to call him, but don't call him a messenger of Allah. Fear Allah. Don't let this ignorance get into your mind. And watch out from such people. ثم صلوا على خاتم النبيين وإمام المرسلين فقد أمركم الله بالصلاة والسلام عليه فقال إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم من صلى علي واحدة صلى الله عليه بعشرة اللهم صل وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت وباركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وارض اللهم عن الأربعة الخلفاء الأئمة الحنفاء أبي بكر الصديق وعمر الفاروق وذي النورين عثمان وأبي السبطين علي وعن آل بيت نبيك الطيبين الطاهرين وعن أزواج أمهات المؤمنين وعن الصحابة والتابعين وعنا معهم بمنك وعفوك وإحسانك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم انصر الإسلام وأعز المسلمين ودمر أعداء الدين اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان اللهم من أراد بالمسلمين سوءا فخذ أخي عزيز المقتدر اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في فلسطين وفي الشيشان وفي كل مكان يا أرحم الراحمين. One of the biggest significance of Ramadan is to remember your brothers in Iraq, in Palestine, in Chechnya. A country in its entirety is kidnapped. Remember that when you fast. Yusuf alayhi salam, when he fasted and he was the leader, he had all the wealth on this. Why are you fasting, Yusuf? He said, I'm afraid I break my fast and I forget the situation of my people. When you fast and the food is waiting you in Maghrib, remember those in Iraq who are fasting, but not by their own will. They're fasting and there's no food waiting for them in Maghrib. The kids of Iraq, remember that. There'll probably be big situations that happen in Iraq during Ramadan. You know what your weapon is, ya Muslimin? Before you break your fast, Ya Rab, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, that's our weapon. Ya Allah, they're going to go destroy a Muslim country. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, they're going to go destroy innocent people in an innocent country. Ya Allah, destroy them. Ya Allah, say that every time you break your fast, because every time you break your fast, you have a dua that Allah will accept you. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم وأقم الصلاة.